First, the novel coronavirus continues to spread, with Wisconsin and other states routinely reporting hundreds of new cases every day. And the number of COVID-19 deaths in the United States has been on the rise for the first time in a couple of months. Our next guest reports that there's a big disconnect between how the public is perceiving the threat of COVID-19 and what public health officials are saying. That has many people in the medical community worried about how well-equipped the country is to handle the weeks and months ahead. Reed Wilson is a national correspondent at The Hill and author of the book Epidemic, Ebola, and the Global Scramble to Prevent the Next Killer Outbreak. He's been reporting on COVID-19 around the U.S. Reed, good to have you back with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rob.
You wrote this piece on the disconnect between the public and public health people a couple weeks ago, and since then we've seen the number of deaths going up in the country. Has this disconnect stayed just as bad as it was?
I mean, it's getting worse almost. You just heard the tagline there on the end of the hourly newscast that the number of deaths had surpassed 150,000. 150,000 people is just a stunning toll. And we keep having these conversations about reopening the Major League Baseball and when we're going back to school and when we can get back to normal. Normal has changed. And it's, you know, I don't want to be alarmist. I don't want to sound the sort of worst case scenarios. But I wrote the piece because I really felt like we're not appreciating the fact that our lives have changed now and will be changed for the foreseeable future until there is a widely distributed, widely available vaccine that is effective in stopping this virus. I mean, 100,000 people, think about it like this. President Trump is in Midland, Texas today. Midland, Texas has a population of about 146,000. More Americans have died of the coronavirus than the entire population of the town where the president is today.
It's not just you that feels this disconnect. You talk to a bunch of public health officials who are scratching their heads trying to figure out why the situation that's looking so dire from where they're sitting has a bunch of the public thinking, how do we get back to normal? When can we do this?
Yeah, and in conversations with these public health experts around the country, you know, I tend to go back to the same 10 or 15 experts you know, once a week or something like that, just to check in and see what's new. And a lot of them, like the conversations that we've been having lately, feel like the same conversations that we were having in March and April. And that's because they are. We know how to stop this virus. It requires social distancing. It requires wearing a mask and constant hand sanitizer and staying at home as much as possible and doing everything we possibly can to avoid being in settings where the virus might spread. And yet we're not doing it. As a society, it feels like we're letting our guard down. More and more I hear more and more people talking about spreading at bars. I mean, people are going to bars in the midst of this and having loud conversations and standing too close to other people and things like that. In talking to a lot of public health experts lately, it's clear the virus is spreading among social circles. So people, especially younger people under the age of 35, maybe even under the age of 30, are now accounting for higher and higher percentage of this case. And that tells you that basically people are trying to get back to normal. Well, we're not back to normal. And it's sort of like, this is painful and it really isn't fun. And it's really awful to go through. But the alternative is not only getting the coronavirus oneself, if you go to a bar or a place where a lot of people hang out, but maybe even spreading it to other people. And, you know, maybe you or I wouldn't have terrible symptoms if we got it. But then again, maybe we spread it to somebody who would, somebody who's got an underlying condition, somebody who is older. Like, we're practicing this vigilance, not just for ourselves, but for the people around us, and to stop this so that we can get back to normal more quickly. But that more quickly is not a couple of weeks. It's probably not even a couple of months. It's a substantial period of time before life is going to get back to normal.
On the other side of the trend, I mean, there's still polling showing a lot of people are wearing masks out and about. A lot of people are taking the social distancing seriously. Then we're seeing announcements from companies like Google saying, yeah, we're sticking with working from home until June of 2021 at this point. There are still people out there, people and organizations taking this seriously.
Yeah, there are. And more Americans are wearing masks. We're starting to see people taking this seriously. And in talking to a lot of the public health experts, I spent yesterday on the phone with epidemiologists in about six states, the state epidemiologists. They're saying that they're seeing a lot more people taking this seriously, largely because they think that more people know somebody who's gotten this disease. And if you get it, it's not going to be fun. It is very clearly not the flu. It's a very serious disease. And even the low intensity cases can drag on for weeks or months. And so, and by the way, months. There are people who have literally suffered from this disease for multiple months now. So that tells you that, you know, we're still in the midst of this. People are taking it more seriously, but we've got to get a lot of people to take it very seriously if we want things to return to normal. There are countries in Europe and Asia where they have suppressed the virus to the extent to which they've just had, you know, a few dozen, maybe 100 cases on a given day. I'm about 50 miles down the road from a town of 2,000 people who have had 100 cases in the last 4 days. So, I mean, it's very clearly out of control in the United States, and we still have to take it as seriously as it is.
Talking to Reed Wilson, national correspondent at The Hill, about a disconnect between public health officials and experts and their concerns about COVID-19 and the public maybe not taking it as seriously. Reed, what are some of the reasons out there for why at least a substantial portion of the public still isn't taking this seriously?
Well, it's hard. I mean, let's be honest here. It's really hard to lock yourself in an apartment or your house for months on end. A lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of people have lost income. Something like half of American households have at least lost some income during this. So the economy is going to suffer. It's not fun to be away from friends and family. So they're all completely understandable reasons why people would be just absolutely sick of these lockdowns and staying at home voluntarily even. But the fact is, you've got to take it seriously. There are some people spreading misinformation about the virus itself, about treatments that don't actually work. And I almost think that comes from a good place too. Like they're trying to get past this, and they're maybe it's a misguided attempt, but they're making an attempt to put this whole thing behind us and find some kind of cure. But we're not at the cure yet. We're not at the vaccine yet. We're making amazing progress on the scientific side. There are 25 vaccine candidates that are in clinical trials. There are about 200 to 250 more vaccine candidates that haven't reached the clinical phase yet. But, you know, those trials take time, and we're not there yet. So we have to do the really hard work now to make sure that we're not just protecting ourselves, but we're protecting those who are vulnerable in the rest of our community.
I wanted to ask you, Reed, about the morale of the public health experts you've talked to, especially, you know, we had this stretch where we looked like we had this in hand or just about. The numbers, the case numbers were going down, the deaths numbers had gone way down, things were looking pretty good, and now the case numbers went up, now the death numbers are starting to go up along with that. What are they thinking as they see this thing rebound?
Well, they're tired, they're frustrated, and they're really looking for new ways to communicate, because when they repeat the same message again and again, even if it's the correct information, people sort of, you know, their eyes glaze over. Okay, this is not new information. Our minds are primed for the new, right, rather than repeating the old. That's why we're terrified of shark attacks, but we don't pay attention to, you know, car accidents that kill 50,000 Americans every year. If something is new, it's going to grab our attention. So right now, public health experts are looking for that new message, the new way to communicate both the urgency and the information, the information that we need to actually protect ourselves and stay healthy. They are frustrated with this apparent just lack of concern and the acceptance of what is basically a culture of disease and death. That's our alternative here. I mean, we can choose to do the really hard work that keeps people safe, or we can accept tens of thousands of more Americans dying. And I don't know about you. I think it's a pretty clear choice.
And Reed, before we wrap up, where are you watching around the country now? What signs are you looking for? I know you kind of watch state by state.
Yeah, we've seen some disturbing signs in places like Las Vegas, places like, Denver, St. Louis was recently on the uptick. And then, you know, scary enough, we're starting to see some models showing the case growth in the Northeast, the one region of the country that feels like it's got this thing under control. New York City is starting to tick up a little bit. Baltimore, Maryland is one of the emerging hotspots. And even places like the Jersey Shore and Hartford, Connecticut, places like that. That being said, those are just the hotspots. This thing is spreading broadly through the community, just about every part of the country.
Reed, thanks for joining us again.
Sorry to be such a pessimist, Rob.
That's all right. Reed Wilson is a national correspondent at The Hill, author of the book Epidemic, Ebola and the Global Scramble to Prevent the Next Killer Outbreak. He talked with us about a disconnect between medical experts and the public on the current state of the COVID-19 pandemic.